Hi everyone, this is Heather Bancura.
Good morning.
We are starting our 2017. Good morning. We're starting our 2017.
This is David.
Hey, we're starting the 2017 JCPEC Meet the Candidates call. This call is being recorded so people can listen to it after the fact. We're getting ready to go into our voting period. This is an opportunity to hear from all of our candidates a little bit about why they're running for the JCP Executive Committee, tell us a little bit about themselves, and allow the community to ask some questions. So this year we have 8 ratified candidates up for election, 3 elected candidates, and 1 associate seat open. We have 8 ratified candidates for the 8 seats, 5 candidates for the 3 elected seats, and I believe 6 candidates for the 1 associate seat. So all the materials are available on jcp.org. We have all of the candidates listed, as well as their qualification statements. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and introduce Naoko Hamamoto, who is the JCP Program Office Program Manager, and she's running the elections this year. After, we're just going to go alphabetically through each set of candidates. We'll start with the ratified candidates. We'll move on to the elected candidates and then the associate candidates, giving each candidate about 2 minutes to speak, and then we'll open up the call for questions.
Heather, you're going to record the attendees beside the candidates?
No, I'm not.
Okay, thank you, Heather. So I'm going to go ahead and start with the ratified seat candidates. The first candidate we have is ARM, represented by Rod. Rod, are you on the call?
I am indeed, yes. Hi, so I'm Rod Crawford from ARM. I've been with ARM for quite a long time, and I've been involved with the Java platform for quite a long time as well. My team did the original port of Java OS to the ARM architecture, as well as working on optimized interpreters for ARM, and we did the first just-in-time compiler for the ARM architecture in collaboration with a company called MetaWorks. Recently, I've been involved with OpenJDK, enabling optimized interpreters and just-in-time compilers for OpenJDK, and working in collaboration with Red Hat and ARM not-for-profit company Linaro around the creation of a C2 JIT for OpenJDK. ARM values the Java platform very much, as you probably know. There are a number of ARM's partners now producing silicon specifically for the server space, and we now are marshalling together a strong ecosystem of partners, both making silicon, making servers, but also working in collaboration with some of the key software vendors as well around the server space. We're quite excited about the whole cloud thing. The cloud changes everything, and we're very interested in how Java evolves around microservices, and so we've got quite a lot of interest in evolving that. So that's kind of a quick overview of why ARM is really interested in being a participant in the JCP. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Now we're going to move on to next candidate, Credit Suisse. We have Susie and Gary representing Credit Suisse on the EC. Is Susie or Gary on the call today?
Yes, hi Heather. We're both on the call. So I'm Susie. I've been in the JCP EC since we have been actually elected first. It was in way back in 2010, and we have been the first non-technology partner that was actually admitted to the JCP EC. And since then, I think that JCP has opened very much and has included many other Java user groups, other companies, so non-technology partners. I think that's very great. So we are a bank. We're headquartered in Zurich, and we have offices worldwide. We have around 45,000 employees, and around a quarter of them are actually IT specialists working in from infrastructure to engineering, architecture, and a lot of development, especially in Java. And as Arm said before, we're very interested in seeing how Java and the ecosystem is going to evolve, in particular that Java EE now is kind of outside the JCP. We have a lot of investment in there. We're eager to see how that will be continuing, and also how Java and the ecosystem will evolve into kind of cloud-like forms, especially for us with having a lot of existing, quote, legacy, quote, monolithic applications, and how to move that forward into more modern microservice container-style architectures. With that, I'd like to hand over quickly to Gary so he can say something as well.
Okay, yeah, I'm Gary Field, so I've been at Credit Suisse for 21 years, working global markets IT, very much focused on Java SE, more than Java EE, but we're kind of sort of leading the direction within Credit Suisse on cloud native applications. I have a specific interest in modular Java, and I have some a number of production applications using OSGI as well. Really looking at how we can improve the bank using Java with microservices and make creating scalable maintenance systems.
Hello.
Okay, we can hear you, whoever just said hello, but we're recording the call, so we're going to move on to the next candidate. So if you're not speaking, go ahead and mute your phone.
Okay, so moving on to the next candidate, we have Fujitsu represented by Kenji. Kenji, are you on the call?
I think Mike was going to speak for Fujitsu. Mike DeNicola.
Hi, this is Mike DeNicola. I've been the Fujitsu representative on the executive committee since its inception. Kenji is our primary rep, and I'm the alternate. It's 2 o'clock in the morning in Japan, so he's asked me to speak for him at this meeting. Fujitsu has been a long-time supporter of Java and making the JCP process fairer and more open and more transparent. We believe a look at what we've done in the EC is the best indicator of where we stand and what we'll do in the future. This moment in time, we feel that the key issue for the EC is the migration of Enterprise Edition Java to Eclipse. Okay, Fujitsu is committed to EE4J, but it does feel that although all of the primary platform decisions will now be made in Eclipse, that the EC needs to stay on top of the situation to be sure that they understand what's happening there. My understanding at this point is that the Eclipse process, once it's defined, will not include the JCP. So I think that that's a challenge for the EC to determine exactly how we meet our mandate being the responsible party for the future of the Java language and the success of the Java language. So I think that's an important aspect as to how we will relate to Eclipse. That's it for the moment.
Thank you, Mike.
Welcome.
Thank you. Moving on to the next candidate, we have HP Enterprise, represented by Naresh. Naresh,
thank
are you,
you
on the call?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. So this is Naresh. I am joining from India, where it's 10:43 p.m. Late in the evening. Just a little bit about myself. I run the engineering organization for R&D organization for HPE in India. In Bangalore, we have 3,000 engineers working in Bangalore, India, doing various things. I also have worldwide responsibility for some of our mission-critical products, which is where we integrate, Oracle Java into our products. You know, we optimize them, we improve performance, we improve scalability, we improve stability. We are also contributing to the OpenJDK community. We have signed OCA with Oracle. And I think just like Mike mentioned, HPE and HP, as it was known up until 2 years ago, has been associated and has been a member of JCPEC Executive Committee pretty much from the inception, right from the beginning. So we've been very active in Java, usage and Java contributions over all these years. Sujoy from my organization in Bangalore is also on the call. So let me ask him to chime in a little bit, and then we'll move on to the next candidate. Sujoy?
Yeah. Hi. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, hi. This is Sujoy here. Yeah, so, yeah, as Naresh mentioned, so we have been engaged with Java for a long time. So basically, we ported the Oracle JDK to start with, and exploited on our platforms. We have written our own JIT compilers, and at this point of time, we had a lot of value additions to our own stuff. And so we are also interested in contributing back to the community at this point, and trying to see if some of those things that we have is where and whenever it's appropriate. What is the right channel to, you know, contribute back to the JDK community? And so that's one interest point I would like to state here. Yeah, that's it from me.
Thank you. We're going to move on to the next candidate. We have IBM, represented by Steve.
Hey, Steve, so can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Yeah. Excellent. So, you know, from my perspective, I've been representing IBM for the last couple of years on the JCP, and it's been really great to see sort of, you know, the second win that Java has had over the last year or so, the amount of innovation and engagement by, I think, a broad range of participants. Now, from an IBM perspective, we've relied on the JCP for setting standards in the Java ecosystem, and this has allowed us to build technology like our independent JVM, and really we now need to be able to continue to innovate on that, add it to the Eclipse token J9, and the JCP is critical to allow us to do that. We're playing a key role in the Java EE to Eclipse transformation to EE for J, and building on all the investment we're making around microservices and working with other members of this community and broader community around MicroProfile as well. Because that Java EE platform and MicroProfile really power our Open Liberty framework, a lightweight, full implementation of EE7 and MicroProfile, and that's really our core runtime framework for microservices. I think it's been great to see the collaboration, across the JCP in order to get some of these things moving. And as well as that, we're trying to help drive areas like AI with things like the visual recognition spec. I think the JCP has to evolve over the next year. We're working to support the faster release cadence of OpenJDK. But as others have mentioned, I think, we do need to make sure that the JCP is there providing standards for others to build on, and that's absolutely my intent, representing IBM with the team that we have at the JCP. Thanks, Heather.
Thank you, Steve. We're going to move on to the next candidate. We have Intel, represented by Steve, but today on the call, Vijay will be representing Intel.
Hey, everyone. So I'm going to talk about this. Steve, I know him very well. So he has been with Intel for 20 years. He has been working on Java persistent collections for 3D cross-point memory. And as far as Intel interest goes, we want to see Java evolve as an open and exciting, innovative platform to address future needs of Java users. And there are a lot of new things coming into the platform, so we want to have JCP guide this process so that it stays open and transparent and meets the need of users and developers in our complex and challenging industry. Thank you.
Thank you, Vijay. Next, we have Red Hat, represented by Mark.
Hi there. Yeah, so I'm Mark Little. I've been a Java developer since it was called Oak back in 95, 96. I've been involved with the EC and the JCP since 2000. Most recently, I should have said, I'm also CTO of JBoss, the middleware group within Red Hat. And most recently, I've been working actively with IBM and others on kicking off the Eclipse microprofile effort, and even more recently with Oracle, IBM, and others to help progress Java EE towards Eclipse under the EE4J banner. As others have mentioned, I see that the JCP and the executive committee is going to have to go through some evolution as well over the next months and years. I do believe it still has an important role to play in the Java ecosystem, not just with EE4J. And I think it's important that we don't lose sight of the good work that we've collectively as communities and vendors been doing in the JCP over the last decade and a half. And it's Red Hat's intent to continue to work positively with other members to, like I say, evolve the JCP.
Thank you, Mark. Next, we have Java, represented by Bruno.
Hi, everyone. So we are, as many have already said, we are in a very, very good moment for the Java technology. Innovation, it's increasing, and I think we are, it's a much, much open, a more open ecosystem right now, and I think this a big part of this is the participation that we've been having at the JCP, you know, all the companies and developers and Java's groups participating in the company. So Java has been a member of the JCP. It was the first Java group to join the JCP many, many years ago. It's actually part of our chart to be involved with standards process around the Java technology. And we joined the board several years ago. And since then we have been discussing and promoting the more openness on the Java platform. I was the first individual to join the JCP when it's still a paid process for individuals. And actually, rumor has it I'm the only person that ever paid to be an individual in the JCP. So I think that in this moment where the openness that we're stepping up the openness of Java both inside the JCP also through the Eclipse process of EE4J as others have mentioned, but also through the Open JDK and all the process around the evolution of Java inside the Open JDK project. I think at this moment it's very, very important that the JCP continues its role. And it's very important that the JCP is part of all of these discussions, because whatever happens in the future, it's going to be a lot based on everything that JCP has been doing for the many, many years in the past. So Java is very happy to be seeing the board with other user groups like the Lonely Java community. I think that Java's groups participating on this, we're bringing in the opinions and the discussions that's going on by the Java community at large, and that's, and so we can bring this this important perspective into the process. And also one of the big things that we have been involved with was the expansion of the membership efforts around the JCP.
I'm sorry, but we have to move on.
Okay, so Java is being very strong on the membership side, and we want to continue this. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruno. Okay, so we had 8 ratified candidates now, so we're going to move on to the elected seat candidates. First candidate we have is Alibaba, represented by King Sam.
Hi, good morning. This is King Sam from Alibaba. I have worked on the Java technology since 2001 while I was a member at Intel. In fact, as an Intel employee at the time, I worked with many JVM developers, including people from Appeal, IBM, VEA, Sun, and Oracle over the last 15 years. So I really enjoy working with the Java developers and improving the JVM technologies. Last year, I joined Alibaba, and I realized that due to perhaps the language barrier, there is a lack of participation from the Chinese community in China. So I hope that by joining Alibaba and by contributing more to JCPEC, we can get more Java developers involved in this activity, especially in China. Let me spend some time talking about how we are using Java in Alibaba. Since 2010, we have been building Java applications, deploying them on our servers, and we run a very large e-commerce platform running about 10,000 servers with about 100,000 programs. And we have about 10,000 programmers just within the company. So Java is really, really important, and we focus on really large scale scaling of Java applications. So we hope that we can contribute to scaling Java applications through the JCPEC community as well. Thank you.
Thank you, King Sam. Next, we have Hazelcast, represented by Christoph.
Hi, it's Yaromir. Chris is on a vacation in Japan, so he asked me to introduce Hazelcast because it's 2 a.m. in Japan right now. So at Hazelcast, we do open source computing and all in Java. And because we are all in memory, then for us very important are topics like performance and low latency and everything in this area. Also, because we like to think ourselves as to be a voice of the community. We raised, I believe, quite important questions about, for example, about the accessibility of the unsafe, related to the JDK 9 and Jigsaw activity. We were one of the first JCash implementations. Actually, our current CEO, Greg Luck, was a co-leader of the JCash specification together with Brian Oliver. But we also have overlaps into the Java EE, partially because we are embedded in some application containers. And obviously, we have many integration points with the Java EE world. As a company, we are very excited about the development in the cloud area, and we are also part of the Eclipse microprofile.
Thank you. Next, we have Tommy Trey, represented by David.
Hi, everybody. David Blevins, founder of Tommy Tribe. So Tommy Tribe has been on the EC for 1 year. We're one of the co-founders of the MicroProfile, along with IBM, Red Hat, Pyara, and LJC, three of which are also on the JCP. We're very proud to see that the MicroProfile produced its first JSR this last year, and that is in the EC process. I think that represents kind of our heart and where we think that there is importance for having, standards and stuff in the ecosystem and the importance of the JCP. We're also on the EE4J PMC that was newly formed. And last year we ran on the platform of wanting to see all the TCKs open source, which of course many people have wanted. Now that those are coming open source, at least for EE, we think that there's very, very big importance at this stage in the game for those who are being involved in the EE4J PMC and EE4J space to stay involved in the JCP EEC to at the very least ensure that the two overlap and evolve together. There is still a need for the JCP. And we would like to make sure that those lines of communication are open, and we're exploring all the avenues that are, that need to be explored to see how things can evolve and stay connected and stay together. So that's primarily where we're looking at this year, and to make sure that, you know, things turn out the best for everybody involved.
Thank you, David. Next, we have Twitter, represented by Tony.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. So I hope you can hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, excellent. Thank you. So Twitter was first elected in the JCP Executive Committee about 6 years ago. I am Tony Prentices. I am the primary rep for Twitter currently, and my colleague Ramki Ramakrishna is the secondary rep, and we have been reps for just over 2 years. We both work in the Twitter JVM team. It's the team that maintains, releases, and improves the JDK that's used within Twitter and that supports most of the Twitter services. We call it Twitter JDK. Our entire team actually comprises of ex-Sun and Oracle hotspot engineers with decades of Java and JVM runtime implementation experience. A lot of us, have been doing that for quite a while, and we have seen Java evolve over many years, both the language and the VM, and it has been a fascinating journey. So why is Twitter involved in the JCP? Same reason we have a JVM team. The JDK is a very important and critical part of our stack, the stack that most of our services run on, and want to make sure the JDK is the most performant, reliable, and fully featured runtime possible. And we have a lot of experience in running, on top of the JDK, a very large, very high traffic and low latency system, like, you know, the entire Twitter infrastructure that is also multi-language. We use Scala heavily as well as Java. Another reason for Twitter's involvement in the JCP is that Twitter has a very strong and long track record in contributing to many open source projects, a lot of which were originally developed here, and a lot of our services rely heavily on open source technologies. Because of all this, we feel that we're very well positioned to be able to give feedback on new JSRs in order to move the Java language and runtime forward in the best possible and most constructive way. So we hope the JCP members will vote for us in one of the three elected seats that are up for election this year. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tony. We're going to move on to the next candidate. We have UED Group Limited, represented by Stuart.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi there. I'm Stuart Brand. I am the founder of UEDB Limited. It's a software company that deals with local government and education to provide open source bespoke software for doing things like managing student information and payment services. Everything that we produce is using Java EE. It's mobile apps, web services, and JSF web applications. The other things we do is we try to encourage new Java developers. We run Code Club for local primary school children and secondary school children to learn to code. And we also host the DevOps for Kids UK in Coventry, which is its activities for children to get them into technology and things like that. And basically, yeah, we just try to push Java wherever that's all we use. And other things like paperless offices and turning all applications online, things like that. We just push technology, and the technology we use is Java. So there you go. That's it.
Thank you, Stuart. So we heard from all the elected seat candidates now. So we're going to move on to the associate seat candidates. The first candidate we have for the associate seat is Andre Almoray.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, perfect. So my name is Sandro Salmaray. I'm the third Java champion from Mexico and one of the few Java champions from Latin America. I've been involved in Java since the early days, since Java 1.0, and since 2004, been actively contributing back to the open source community. I started with the Apache Common Snank project, then go into a Divi unit, and then jump into the Groovy language, which is one of my passions. And this led into the Griffin framework, which is a desktop application framework, and that led me to propose JSR 377, the current specification for desktop application framework, which we hope to get done for sometime next year. And 7 years ago, I co-founded a group called Hackergarten, which has expanded across the whole world. This is a group of people that just come together and hack on open source projects. And most of the open source projects that we hack on are somehow related to JVM technologies. They can be with different languages. And also one other thing that I do is that I travel around the world talking to users, talking to developers, showcasing new usages, new technologies related to Java. I think that the only continent for which I'm yet to be present will be Antarctica. I'm looking forward to that one. So what I propose, if I'm elected as a JCP member of, well, I'm a JCP member, but the EC is to bring the voice of the people that are close to the working lines, the people that would like to have something to say, and bring that ideas, make sure that we have a well-organized and well-rounded expert group. Thank you.
Thank you, Andre. Next, we have Andrew Gumbrecht. He was having trouble with the audio. I'm not sure if he was able to get online. Andy? Andy, are you on the call? Okay, so we're going to move on. Next, we have Magesh.
Hello, this is Magesh from India. Actually, I'm working with Wipro Technologies in India, and I have more than 20 years of experience in Java-based application development, and I'm a distinguished senior member of technical staff in Wipro, and I'm doing my PhD, where my final step of thesis submission and doctoral committee approval has been done. Basically, I work on the cutting edge area of Java combined with domain-based applications. And from Wipro, I work on the enterprise architecture of large platinum programs for Java-based platforms. For example, the global payments program from Credit Suisse. So basically, I work on this enterprise architecture, and I also hold patents on areas like machine learning and cloud-based computing. With my expertise on Java-based application development, platform development, and combined with the domain expertise on banking financial services, I would like to contribute more on the JCP community in cutting-edge area. Thank you.
Thank you, Magesh. Next, we have Warner.
Oh. Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So I've been the longest-serving individual member in the JCP EC. I was also the only one who has been an individual in the EC since the reforms around JCP.next started. So that included introduction of this new category that I'm now also running for a year, and I've also been speaking at several conferences, just been awarded a Rockstar speaker at Java 2 Days in Sofia. I won a couple of JCP awards, including Member of the Year last year, and I've been actively involved in several expert groups. Especially under Java EE, it would be things like security or JSON, just to name a few. I was also spec lead of a JSR that went final, that's used all the way from all devices, smart home, to big data. And given that the JCP is facing further reforms and transitions, based on the experience that I had over all the years as representing individuals and the community, I would be happy to continue doing so based on my experience in the JCP and the EC and the open source community at large. Thank you.
Thank you, Warner. Next, we have Gear.
Hi there. My name is Gear Magnuson, Jr. I am a professional software developer located in New York. I have been a software developer all my life. I am continuing to this day to build and ship code, and I'm the CTO of a company here in New York. I'm not going to mention the company. The company does not produce Java technology, but we just use it in our production systems. I have been a member of the JCP for a long time. I represented the Apache Software Foundation on the EC for 7 years until 2010, and then I was an independent individual representative EC member for 2 years from 2014 to 2016. I have a background in open source as well. I'm a member of the Apache Software Foundation, and I helped co-found and lead several Apache projects over the years. Some of them you may have heard of, Apache Geronimo, which was an implementation of Java EE, Apache Harmony, which was an attempt to implement Java SE under an open source license from scratch. And my interest in running again is, you know, I personally have a strong commitment to Java technology, and I think that one of the strengths of Java technology is the ecosystem behind it, and that really boils down to the JCP. I'm seeing our industry cloud, and I'm seeing shifts within the Java ecosystem itself, how Oracle has changed its stance toward Java SE, and then how Java EE is now moving to the Eclipse Foundation. These are, I think, really positive changes in our ecosystem, and I'm interested in ensuring that as we make these changes, and there's some pretty fundamental changes, that we're really careful and thoughtful in how we move forward. I think the JCP itself, and the EC in particular, plays a very important role in how this system has evolved and will continue to evolve. So I'll cut it short there to give some of the time back. I you know, look forward to any questions you may have, and I'm hoping you can help me get your vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Gear. Next, we have Andre Cespedes Morales. Andre, are you on the call? Andrea, are you on the call? Okay, maybe not. So I just want to come back to Andy. I don't know if you were able to successfully join the call. Okay. So that concludes all the candidates' statements. Now I'm going to get back to you, Heather.
Okay, thanks, Miyoko, and thanks to all the candidates. That concludes the introduction
from
the candidates. Okay, I'm not finished yet. And
okay.
So I think we actually have a record turnout for our candidates on this call, only missing two, and one of them was on the call, just not able to connect to the audio. So that's great that we have this continued interest and participation, as well as the abundance of candidates running in the election this year. And at this point, I'm going to turn it over for questions before I just recap the dates. So questions, I think Mike had a question. We'll open up to that. You can also ask questions on the WebEx.
Okay. The question I have is regarding Andres Cespedes Morales. Where is he actually located?
Give me 1 second. I can look it up.
Okay. Thank you.
Does anyone else have any questions? I don't see any questions on the WebEx chat. So
I
either
have
the
a
question.
Candidate...
Yeah, okay.
For those who have not yet been on the EC, have you been preparing yourself? Have you read the minutes or something? Do you have an idea how the meetings are actually running, what is actually being discussed there?
So any of
this
the candidates
Andrew
who haven't, Go ahead.
Yeah. So I have read the minutes of the some of the meetings that have passed in DCR in past year, and I have attended at least one or two, well, just presented to the expert group, the expert committee. And so I had a fair idea how they actually run, but, of course, having a first personal experience would be great.
Any other candidates on the line that would like to answer that question?
This is Stuart Brandt from UEDB. Yes, I've read the minutes. It seems to be structured like any other meeting with an agenda. I mean, was there something specific about your query? I don't understand the question fully.
Well, the question is really about, I mean, it's a lot about, you know, how processes work, about governance discussion, how to improve things. It's not so much about technology topics, right?
Sure. Okay, I can relate to that. So I'm the governor of a local college, and I'm also a governor of the largest primary school in Warwickshire. So I have I've been governor of the college for 4 years now. So I have that kind of experience of meetings and dealing with you know, agendas and topics and asking the right questions, I would say.
All right. Anyone else want to answer that question? So anyone who's not currently on the EC would be someone who could speak to that question. Otherwise, maybe we can queue up the next question.
Was the question about whether people that are currently not on or have not been on? Because
I think two of us have been on before. Right. So if you're not currently on the EC, have you kept up to date, that kind of thing, I think Susie is asking, yeah?
Oh, I see. Well, I'm certainly familiar with the process, having served for a number of years, and you know, certainly do my best to keep up with what's happening in the ecosystem and the JCP itself.
Yeah. All right. Any other questions? All right, then. So I'll just conclude summarizing our upcoming dates. So the ballot will open for all of the open seats on the 31st of October. It runs for 2 weeks until the 13th of November. We will have the election results available on the 14th of November, and the new EC members will take office on the 28th of November, followed by our first EC meeting with the new EC, which will be on December 12th. And for those of you who are not members of the EC, that actually happens to be our second of the year, our public EC meeting. So that's open to the public. It will be a call similar to this with WebEx and audio, where you can hear about what we're working on within the EC and what we plan to work on in the coming year. So thanks again to all the candidates making yourself available. All this information is available on jcp.org and will be also included on the ballot that you'll vote on in the coming days.